Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't a game that I expected the Bills receivers to do well, and it's like the first sign of, oh man, the receivers weren't super good. You know, we bring back this conversation where for 4 weeks I don't think we're having that chat. I think it's the context of the game and maybe some game plan stuff that I think the Bills could have done more to attack the Patriots where they were more vulnerable in the middle of the field.
Joe Marino, regular guest on the morning show today. If you missed it, want to hear more from Joe? G.I. Joe, Grand Island native, former resident at least, go to the Odyssey app and check it out. It was a big one from when I worked at the newspaper. Is he a native or is he a former resident? Was he born here or did he just live here? And actually with Joe, I'm not 100% sure as I think about him. Anyway, Bills and Falcons Monday night. The Bills and Falcons have they played any important games ever? The Falcons might be the least relevant team to Bills history than any other. Even Carolina, who the Bills play in 2 weeks, or 2 weeks from Sunday, it has McDermott and Bean, like the Carolina connection there. But Atlanta, I mean, there are a couple games. I know this stuff. I mean, I can recount certain of those games, but not really anything that important. And I don't know if this one is, but I think it's interesting. Atlanta, which was on bye last week, is kind of, there's talent with the Falcons, both sides, big talent. Look at Bijan Robinson. We'll see Michael Penix. What is Drake London? He's been great. The edge rushers they drafted this year, a big, and I don't think good trade, but they made a big move to draft two in the first round. So There's stuff with Atlanta. We'll talk about the Falcons in more detail in a couple of hours. Here's Eric next. Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
Good.
So, and I went to the game, so I was paying attention to the defense in the first half. I think they did a fantastic job. We held them to 3 points, and then another field goal, and then we fell apart in it. Second half of the game because the offense just would not give the defense a breather. I mean, the play calling was horrible, to say that at least. And other than that, the defense, they got shredded. I mean, Trey Wright got shredded in the second half. And, I mean, we know what he is. He's an older guy. He can't keep up for a whole game when he's on the field for the majority of the time.
What do you suggest they do about it?
Well, they got looking into it, maybe cutting his game time down so his legs stay fresh.
Well, I mean, their first-round pick was supposed to probably start over him and has been hurt since August. And the other guy for that, Strong, hurt his neck and went to IR immediately. So maybe easier said than done. Thanks, Eric. Let's go to Rob next. Hi, Rob. Rob, you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Mike? Good.
Hey, I wanted to piggyback off what you said before the break, which was, when can the draft picks ever just feel like a win? And if you recall, Brandon Bean got national attention for, you know, getting into that dispute with the talk show hosts about why aren't we drafting more offense? And Brandon yes. Bean's retort was, you know, oh, well, we got Josh Allen. Well, I have a retort back to that.
Not sure that's what he said.
Drafting a lot of defense for quite a while, it feels like, with the exception of Keon Coleman. And it doesn't feel like our defense has gotten ever gotten better. And then as soon as we get to the playoffs, it just gets aggressively exposed. I understand we're playing better teams in the playoffs, but it just still gets exposed. And when the regular season, we rely so much on turnovers. And if we don't get those turnovers, you know, and we lost the turnover battle on Sunday, and I was there as well, but it just seems like we're not getting those wins on defense. And I think at this point, we might as well just focus solely on, you know, a one-headed spear with Josh Allen and just try to punch the lights out and get as much offense draft picks as we can.
Yeah, you know, maybe that'll happen next year. And that's been the discourse about this for a long time, is the continuing efforts by the Bills to pour draft capital into really front seven. I mean, Hairston was picked, even Strong, but, you know, defense, just make it easier. And for me, this is, like I've said a lot, I think this is kind of like the last year where that's okay if they don't get what they need in the playoffs again, which is, you know, important stops. And this is combined with big free agent moves, Von Miller, Bosa, Hoyt and Ogunjobi coming back. Like, it really does, under Sean McDermott, it really does need to be enough. And it's already been a questionable strategy, I agree, versus pouring money into speed and weapons. And it doesn't have to be everything. It just had to be more, I want to say. But this is absolutely a year where the Bills have doubled down on this by how they drafted and spent free agent money. And so it's that much more, I think, called for to analyze how it goes. Let's go to Joe next. Hi, Joe. Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, fine, thanks.
Hey, thanks. To kind of piggybacking off the last guy, which you were talking about, it seems that they have come into the last two seasons, especially with the Diggs cut and whatever that does to the cap, they've made a very poignant decision to get who they have, like bringing Trey back. It's like when they brought back Poyer and things of that nature. It's kind of like, okay, we love them guys, and you're kind of retreading some old guys. You know, I'm feeling like they brought Trey back, not necessarily to start. And now that he's starting, they're going into these games understanding their weaknesses and the way that they're running their defensive scheme. It's been but don't break on steroids now. And so I don't think that they're probably necessarily thinking they're going to be the best defense, but how can we play enough to give the offense the chance to outscore like they've been doing, you know, 30 to 35 points a game. And so I hope that when the new guy comes back, that the young man, him with Benford on the other side, will kind of, shore up some things in the two safeties and just, you know, take a full season to play together and get better.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about a lot of that. And I don't really want to blame the Bills for it, because they are down horses, if you will. And Hairston is a big one. I worry about what Hairston is a good enough bet. I mean, he was not really a reach or anything. It's a late first round pick. So you're not getting, you think, like an all-time great necessarily. But again, like I mentioned before to someone else, Trey White worked out very well as this. So we'll see. But it's just been so long. Like, he's still not able to even have the practice window open. So now I'm going to be to week 8. I mean, I guess I shouldn't. Should I rule out that he plays in this game? I feel like I want to. But if he doesn't, then it's week 8 before there's any chance of it. And that's kind of like the halfway point of the season. And how much has he had in terms of reps? Wouldn't you need time to sort of get your body right after an injury like this? I just hope that it isn't a lost year. Because if it's a lost year for Hairston, it could be a lost year for them. I mean, yes, I don't think Trey White was brought in to start every week. What they do, and I think he is an example of this, is they bring in safe assets before the draft, around the draft, and have them in place so that if the draft doesn't fall a certain way, they're not, you know, standing there naked at the position. Like, you've seen them do that at running back, and here's a corner. Like, it makes sense. It seems like it's a good idea. But that isn't to say, like, this player should be a weekly starter. Like, we don't really want that. What they wanted was for Hairston to do that, and maybe he'll get there. I mean, someday he probably will. But, you know, fans too, and I don't think this is bad. It makes sense. Have Elam, like, fresh in their minds. And maybe you're sort of, like, it's easy to ignore, to forget about Hairston. We'll see what happens. I mean, it was a big loss to lose him like they did. And now they're five games in. This will be six. The bye week is next. And you're almost to November. You're almost to the halfway point of the season without really getting him to any point, getting him anywhere. So maybe a lot rides on him. Let's go to Josh next. Hi, Josh.
Hey, show up. Happy hump day.
Hello.
A couple of moves they didn't make, and one they did, I'm scratching my head.
Okay.
You know, I think that we've needed help at safety going back 2 years to having DeMar Hamlin on the team. You know, Jabril Peppers was out there basically for free. Would have been a very shrewd move that Bean didn't have to pay anything besides vet minimum. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was out there. I mean, those guys were good enough for both the Steelers and the Ravens to pick them up. And then we re-signed Baylen Specter. Like, it just... That move particularly speaks to we're very just looking down the barrel and don't want to look across the league. Like, it's the old adage, you just have to know McDermott's defense and have played in it for 5 years to possibly step on the field for us. And those guys, you know, we're having issues at linebacker too. They're both drop-down safeties. They could help in the run game, help in the nickel. Taron Johnson hasn't been amazing. I just think they would have been amazing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moves, and it more just speaks to like rigidity and not wanting to step out to make that move that we're going to need to get over the hump, especially on D. We need the help right now.
Yeah, you might be right. I think there's certain, of course, there's a certain allure to the name brands, you know, and you're naming guys that a lot of football fans can name that don't have to be really much of value anymore. Rasul Douglas gave the Bills half a season, and then last year, not as much. And he was a known commodity, and he did okay. They did make that move, and they got something out of it, but it was short-lived. And even Amari Cooper could be thought of this way. These are trade deadline moves, but that's the same thing, basically, like sign these guys along the way. You know, if you want to say that the points the caller made about the system and familiarity and that stuff, a lot of people say it, and I'm not going to argue with you. Like, I don't know that's wrong. But it's also not right to say they haven't done anything. Like, Mike Edwards was somebody that they brought in who had some pedigree, and he couldn't get on the field for them, which, you know, you could, I guess, maybe say the same thing there, but he hasn't been successful elsewhere, so... Yeah, maybe the truth is in the middle here. Like, they could be more open to certain types when it comes to this. But I feel like the Bills have made quite an effort to beef up, to spend, defensively especially, to get to the top. And they could still do it. It's interesting. Like, I sort of soft-pedaled into this very broad discussion about how we feel about them, and man, a lot of you are ready to go on this or that, you know, on the roster that you don't like. And I think, you know, mostly, not that these aren't good points, because they are, I think, but I think we're very on edge about this. And I also think that that's pretty normal, especially for a community that has just, like, we've never made it all the way. And everybody knows how good Allen is. He's in every third commercial. He's won the MVP now. You know, he's super famous and great. And it just feels like, it would feel like more of a wasted experience if they can't win it with him. But, you know, maybe they will. I'm certainly on board with the idea, not just wanting it, but believing it could happen. I mean, they're still right among the top favorites, as I'm sure you know. Peyton Krebs of the Sabres coming up in less than 20 minutes. Sal Capaccio later. Bulldog is off today. This is Mike Schoep on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.